Good evening, and welcome to Blindspot. Tonight we are proud to present 50% Off, a composition of opinions, facts, experiences, diatribes, and sounds surrounding this season's most popular extracurricular activity. Tonight's show features the talents of Carrie Butler, Brian Taylor, John Wenzel, and Jesse Weiss. Included in the dialogue are excerpts from You Are Here, a short story by Nicole Russell. Each week, Blindspot creates a unique live radio experience that explores the possibilities of radio. For more information on this program, as well as the community of artists, musicians, writers, performers, and art professionals that work on the show, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. And now, live on WLUW 88.7, Chicago's independent community radio, Blindspot presents 50% Off. The antecedents of modern shopping center were the ancient agoras and medieval piazzas of European cities. The Industrial Revolution of the 19th century produced the department store, but made cities crowded and dirty. And the desire to improve life by moving away from the city gave birth to the suburb and shopping mall.
Consumers are diverse in their buying habits.
If you don't have yourself a Merry Little Christmas, you might as well kill yourself. Every waking second should be spent in Christmas compulsion. Career, love affairs, marriages, and all the other clutter of daily life must take a back seat to this holiday of holidays. As December 25th fast approaches, the anxiety and pressure to experience happiness are all part of the ritual. If you can't maintain the spirit, you're either a rotten communist or badly in need of a psychiatrist. No wonder you don't have any friends.
Merry Christmas! Merry, Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
Hunters like speed. They want to be in and out of the store very quickly. They know the specific item they want and are unlikely to be swayed by displays or sales. They don't want anyone to stand in their way, so if the shopping experience is too complicated, they'll just go somewhere else.
Ground floor, ladies' clothes, sportswear, stationery.
I completely and utterly and totally and wholly hate shopping at this time of year. It's not the fact that I have a lot of Christmas shopping to do, I don't. It's the attitude and sheer number of idiots that go out of their way to make my shopping trip a nightmare.
The escalator blurs distinctions between floors, leaving the shopper free to devote undivided attention to the multi-sensory spectacle surrounding her, without concern for the troublesome inconveniences of physical reality. Chicago architect Arthur Aldous persuaded wealthy residents of Lake Forest, Illinois, and investors such as Cyrus H. McCormick, Jr., to form the Lake Forest Improvement Trust to build Market Square, an integrated shopping complex of 28 stores, 12 office units, 30 apartments, gymnasium, clubhouse, and landscaping. According to Richard Longstreth, the automobile was a central factor in this planning, since most Lake Foresters had cars at an early date. Market Square was perhaps the first business district to be laid out specifically to accommodate motor vehicles. The National Register of Historic Places has listed Market Square as the first planned shopping district in the United States.
The season of goodwill? I didn't once receive a thanks or a smile for holding a shop door open for anybody today, which I did on many an occasion. I didn't receive a single apology on any of the occasions where I was the victim of a hit-and-run by some mother and buggy combination.
Gatherers, on the other hand, enjoy the whole experience of shopping. They are happiest browsing and discovering new items. Gatherers look on the shopping experience as one of the joys of life and are happy to talk to sales clerks.
Thank you.
After pushing through the other 10,000 people that held off their holiday shopping, the screaming children, the slow old people, the people that take the very last thing you had been going for, you finally get to the cash register with an armful of junk you would not have bought except on the holidays. You spend all your money that had been saved throughout the year, take it home and wrap it. Boom, you're done. Presents stored, sit back and relax. Now we wait for the day to open them.
Some people go to the store to purchase an item without browsing at all. Others prefer to wander the aisles, simply gathering impressions, hunting for new ideas or making impulse purchases.
First floor, kitchenware, furnishings, confectionery.
You live in a fair-sized city with a fair-sized yet narrow mall. The glass elevator in the middle of the structure takes shoppers up to the sixth floor. If you want to get to the seventh floor, you have to take the stairs. Each floor contains only 4 to 5 stores. Your younger sister has suggested that this is a capitalist ploy to encourage consumers to buy more merchandise as they roam confused from the small floor to a small floor, making a purchase on each one just in case they don't make it back down to that level.
Mall of America has simply changed the way we shop. It has become the model for combining signature attractions with retail to create an outstanding entertainment venue and is now one of the most visited destinations in the United States. Not only is shopping melting into everything, but everything is melting into shopping.
In order to get people to buy, you have to get them there. And the entertainment coefficient in a mall is something that builds traffic. Pure and simple.
Once inside one of the many stores I visited today, the situation did not improve. It was chaotic, to put it mildly. Overcrowded and, or so it seemed, understaffed. No chance of walking about the store. It was more a case of shuffling around the store on the tidal wave of festive shoppers, all looking for that elusive gift or ideal present for the beloved pet chihuahua.
Thank you.
Hunters require your market space to be laid out so they can find things easily and not waste any time. They expect clear directional signs and key product categories to be signed. Hunters rarely notice promotional activities, preferring to select and purchase the products they are specifically interested in. They expect direct answers to specific questions about your merchandise, and the last thing they're looking for is a conversation with any of your staff.
Benches, potted plants, payphones, escalators, air conditioning, atriums, kiosks selling watch batteries, kiosks selling frozen yogurt.
The mall is sparsely populated on this Tuesday afternoon. Several mothers tote babies in strollers as they window shop for sleek, heeled shoes they might buy but will rarely wear. A pair of teenagers in worn-out t-shirts and jeans lean in the hallway by the bathroom and the water fountain. They pass a cigarette back and forth and stare at a woman in a red plastic raincoat browsing at a freestanding jewelry cart. You move through the mall quietly, at a normal pace, in your normal outfit, looking inconspicuous, almost by accident.
Nordstrom Rack has a huge shoe selection, but it's hit or miss, and usually the racks are a mess. I always find great sandals in January.
Animals, antiques and collectibles, apparel, architecture, arts and crafts, auctions, automotive, barter and swap, books, children, communication and information management, computers, consumer advocacy and information, consumer electronic, coupons, directories, disabilities, education, unemployment, entertainment environment, financial services, flags, flowers, food and drink, free stuff, funerals, gambling, games, general merchandise, gifts and occasions, health, history, hobbies, home and garden, internet and the World Wide Web, investigation services, jewelry, law, music, navigation, novelties, office supply and equipment, outdoors, personal phenomenon, personal care, personals and dating, photography, printing, publishing, real estate, religion and spirituality, retailers, sales alerts, security, sex, shopping, software, sports, storage, telephony, toys, travel, transportation, video, weapons, weather, writing, and editing, all on sale today, and they are all 50% off.
Such was the lack of space in many of the stores. I pulled over between 8 and 12 displays as I became snagged on the various coat hangers, selection boxes, and such like. Why do stores insist on putting such delicate and downright ridiculous displays in the middle of aisles and other walkways?
Second floor, children's toys, back to school, and many more.
Gatherers shop with a sense of adventure. They enjoy getting involved in your promotional activities. And when it comes to service, they want the full experience. Gatherers often engage your staff in a lively discussion and want to know details about your products, such as how they're grown, varieties, etc., so they can make informed purchase decisions.
Oh, just looking around.
For gifts? For yourself?
For myself.
What do you look? Do you have something in mind? Or just kind of
I was going to just look at the underwear, actually.
We have a lot if you're looking for, like, cotton. A lot of them are 5 for $20.
Okay.
The pink, and then we have the signature cotton upstairs. Then we have angels, like, scent, like, 3 for $30.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, no. No, thank you. No, I'm sorry? Oh, no, thanks. I get allergic really easily, yeah. That's okay. Yes.
No?
Sorry.
We're moving toward an experience economy where what consumers want are experiences, memorable experiences which engage them in an inherently personal way.
If I need something, even a pair of socks, my assistant has to get them for me.
Hey, she left already.
Most shoppers' behaviors lie somewhere between these two extremes. They move toward one end of the scale or the other, depending on the time available, their shopping companions, and their current need for the products you carry.
Fourth floor, electronic, fake antiques, and lingerie.
Stop at the cookie hut and buy a peanut butter cookie. Take a bite and pause by the mall water fountain, littered with pennies. Toss in a nickel and wish you were not here. Then try to decide if here is still better than being at the office, if here is better than nowhere. Come up inconclusive. With your wax paper clasped cookie, climb into an empty elevator platform. Ride it up to the sixth floor. Notice no one is looking, and ride it express back down to the ground level. Feel a little flutter in your stomach. It's the first flutter you've felt in years. It's unexpected and nice.
Men feel a much greater anxiety about Christmas. For one thing, men perceive the malls, and the department stores especially, as being a woman's realm. And rightly so, they're designed for women.
Thank you.
1950.
Northgate opened near Seattle on April 21st as one of the first regional shopping centers defined as a mall, with the Bon Marché department store in 800,000 square feet for stores arranged in a linear pattern along a 44-foot wide pedestrian walkway, or mall, that would become the center spine of all future regional shopping centers. The word came from the British game of pall mall, or ball and mallet, combining elements of croquet and golf, played since the 1500s on a wide fairway green.
Gifts are expressions of relationships, and relationships are something that women pay more attention to than men. Studies show that women buy a lot more presents, spend a lot less per present, and are a lot more satisfied with what they buy than men are. I recently had a shopping mall developer tell me the only reason you want men in there is that maybe they can take care of the kids while the wife is buying more.
A hunter and a gatherer shopping together can be a nightmare. Well-trained sales staff can identify these types of situations and offer a chair and refreshment to the hunter while the gatherer shops. Providing the appropriate store layout, directional signage, and sales service makes the experience enjoyable for all and results in more sales.
13% Roman, 8% Bauhaus, 7% Disney.
Go deeply in debt over Christmas shopping. Always spend in exact correlation to how much you like the recipient. If your Christmas comes and goes without declaring bankruptcy, I feel sorry for you. You are a person with not enough love inside.
Stroll into an overly scented store, one with candles, lotions, and shower gels in 36 different fragrances, not counting the new men's collection. Decide with strong conviction that you have no desire to smell like dewy pear or mango Malibu. Set off a sensor on your way out. Freeze in place as three women donning aprons and holding wicker baskets converge on you. Open up your purse as they demand. Watch as they rifle through your tampons and your Kleenex and finger your new chapstick with SPS 15. Wonder if this is legal. Two smile and a third one apologizes and wishes you a good day. Take this in-